Hey Podcast, before we get into podcast, when I say Hey Podcast, I mean all of you who are listening. So first of all, thank you for listening. Second of all, two little things for you to know about before we get into today's podcast. One, the Monday to Monday playlist that Mike Boyd and I curate each week on Monday with a lot of incredible music from a ton of emerging stars, especially if you're into Latin trap and hip hop. It's really made for you. Obviously, if you're Caleb and you love metal, not for you. But if you are the majority of people that enjoy hip hop or Latin trap, very, very much up for you. And so you can see that on Apple and on Spotify, Monday to Monday. I'm not sure exactly what, if you search Monday to Monday, it should pop up. That should be good. Search Monday to Monday on those two platforms to subscribe to the playlist. And I hope you listen, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey everyone, it's Dustin, not Justin, and welcome back to another episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. On today's episode, I was filming on a Wednesday with Gary for Weekly V, and something Gary has been wanting to do more of is a Q&A from Team Gary. So we had a couple questions for Gary to clarify his thoughts on, and I decided to keep the momentum going with a few follow-up questions that came up to my head. I really enjoyed this car ride with Gary because even though a lot of these were geared towards younger people, I feel like these issues can resonate to people of all ages. I hope you enjoy.
What is the most common complaint you get in your DMs?
Most common complaint I get is around lack of patience, really. Like, hey, Gary V, I've been doing this for 3 months, nothing's happened. Or, you told me to try things, I've tried three things, skiing, cooking, and garage sailing, and it doesn't work. You know, it's like, it's a game of looking for excuse of why the practical advice isn't right. You know, like, common complaint is, I tried, now, see? Like, literally, half-assed efforts as an excuse to not actually do it. It's like doing one push-up and being like, yo, doesn't fucking work.
What's one piece of advice you would tell every teenager today?
I would tell every single teenager in the world that other people's opinions are the biggest poison to their happiness, and that them worrying about what the popular kids think, them worrying about what, you know, some of the random comments in their TikTok or, you know, Instagram are, them worrying about other people's opinions is the easiest way to continue to be unhappy, or how to build a foundation of unhappiness, and how to get insular with themselves and focus on themselves. And more importantly, don't judge others, which that's then lets you not have their judgment hit you. That whole thematic.
How did you, I mean, I know you were kind of like naturally had that in you, but is there anything that you like realized when you were young that?
I think getting picked on for not speaking English was a huge help, because I somehow, through luck of DNA or circumstance, got comfortable with being on the outside. Everyone's so desperate to be on the inside, and I got really happy on the outside.
And interesting.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, it's an interesting way to put it. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, I feel like I got comfortable being an outsider, immigrant. Don't forget, this is some very forgotten little fact of my life. When I was a kid growing up, Russia was the evil empire. Right. Like my entire first, like kind of 8 grades, like Russia was the actual enemy. Like terrorism. Mm-hmm. And I was Russian, and like people like it was a thing. I was bad at school. And so I just got very used to being on the outside.
And did your parents?
I ate like weird food. Like, you know, like my friends would come over and they're like, what's that weird soup your mom's making? So I'm like, it's borscht, bitch. You know, like it, I got very comfortable on the outside. I don't need other people's acceptance. I need my own. Mm-hmm. And then that is deep fucking happiness.
Did your parents help you with that, or did you just figure that out on your own?
No, I think they helped me by loving me. My mom loved me, but she loved me so much, but she didn't coddle me. Right. That's, you know, this is why I talk about perfectly parented and circumstances. I got love, but I got punished. There were circumstances. When I got out of line, she spanked me. When I got bad grades, she punished me. but I was the best. It was just like, get your shit together in school. There's accountability. There was no delusion. I was on the outside. I was on the fucking outside. And I played in games that were merit-based.
Sports,
and business. You got it? I liked sports and business because no parent's opinion mattered. Either I made $83 today shoveling snow or I didn't. Either I went 3-for-4 in baseball and hit a game-winning double or I didn't. I love merit. Nobody's opinion. That's why I don't like the Olympics. Fuck the judges. That's why I've always had a weird relationship with boxing. I love it. Because it's the ultimate merit. Mano a mano. Nowhere to fucking hide. But if one guy doesn't knock the other guy out, it goes to the judges.
Right. That's, you know? What I have to
yeah.
ask you.
Uh-huh. It's a
when,
real...
when that happens, like, how do you feel about it?
Frustrated. Frustrated. But that's real life too. Life is about judges. People do get fired because their boss is bad at the judgment.
Right.
Right? Like, so there's acceptance. I'm not crippled by humans, you know, mistakes and issues and shortcomings and hypocrisies. I'm not crippled by it. I recognize it. I'm not in love with it. But I'm not in this kind of like, we're fucked. You know, too much optimism overlaid. I lived in a family that demonized complaining. Demonized it. Too much. I think it led to not being able to be vulnerable, you know? So like everything in balance, but like demonized complaining.
So then what should people do that are surrounded by people that's always complaining?
Limiting the exposure. That doesn't mean you can't ever talk to your mom. Like when I'm like, fuck your mom, you know, everyone's like, ah, I'm like, no.
That helped me. Like, yeah, like just, I mean, I love my parents, but just being around them constantly made me like, just put too much pressure on me.
The end.
And then I just
resented.
Yeah, and I just pulled myself away a little bit, and now we're like closer than ever, which is so weird when I think about it.
Not for me. That's exactly what I'm trying to get people to do.
It's cool.
It's very cool. Dustin, it's very fucking cool, brother. It's very fucking cool. This is not about the accolades or the attention that we get now. This is when we go to Alex's 90th birthday and be like, yo, we did it. Mm-hmm. Or we left the mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And by the way, one person, you being in a slightly better place or a much better place, you being happy right now, you being emotional right now, I don't need another one. You know how good that fucking feels? Now what, I need to be a little more educated on the old school philosophers. Like what drove them, like how did they like it, right? Because I get it, like that's what I'm about. I'm about putting ideas into the world because I'm a good communicator. Thank God we can talk and do video now, because if it was writing, I would have probably just sold apples from trees as a peasant hustler. But yeah, man, it's so fun to put good ideas into the world that you know what's fun for me? I know that I'm putting out the ideas, not because I want to sell you on my class or because I want to be a big public speaker. I'm doing it because of this moment, because it makes me feel better. Because the money part I know how to do. So I don't yearn towards that. That's my natural gift. If you're naturally gorgeous, you're not overthinking beauty all day.
If, hypothetically, nobody listened to your advice, could you still put it out there?
100%. On some straight up disproportionate ambition of like, in 40 years I'm gonna be discovered. They don't hear me now, but when I'm gone, they're gonna love me. Meaning like, when you know you're right, and you know why I know this answer. Everything I'm doing now through social is what I did for my friends my whole life. Nobody was listening to me. I don't have to guess, brother. I lived it. This is the great gift of being 44 and having an entire first 20 years of my life, no internet.
It would have been cool to see you though.
Oh God, it would have been epic. But would I be who I am with it? Because yeah. Maybe it would have all come too soon.
Right.
Maybe I put out a lot of my worst stuff as a kid and got to test it. Right. maybe I would have been like a lot of other kids and yearned too quickly for it, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The environment would have been too different. Maybe I would have made 40 million on eBay at 12, which is what I actually believe. Like, you know, like, so it would have been cool, but it wasn't part of the story.
Yeah.
It wasn't the way it was supposed to be written, you know? It was not the way it was supposed to be. So for me, it's really easy to answer a lot of questions when they're like, yeah, Gary Vee, but would you be doing this if you weren't rich? I'm like, yes, I did it when I wasn't rich. Like, yeah, but would you do this if people weren't listening? Yep, I did it my whole life. I did it my whole life. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews.
Thanks, Gary. Today's review, Must Listen, written in by Shelpster95, says, Gary Vaynerchuk is straightforward, no BS, and focused on bringing value to his listeners by stressing the right mindset for success. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to get something out of this podcast. Thank you so much for writing in, and remember, please keep leaving reviews because yours could be next.